Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers to in his field to gather the sheaves as they perish when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory on heavenly manna. Are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. Let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very cheerful greeting to all the friends and listeners of the Mission Trail broadcast. This is Willie Murphy coming to you once again for our weekly visit with a message which we hope will bring cheer and comfort to each one who is tuned to radio station XEG. I would like to personally say many thanks to those who have written us recently. Your words and letters of encouragement mean much as we enter this new year endeavoring to make known his deeds among the people. On the broadcast for January 13th, I use this as our theme. And the scripture passage was referred to on the air as being found in 1 Chronicles 6:8. This should have been given as 1 Chronicles 16:8. However, it was properly corrected for the printed copies. You may have these printed messages mailed to you each week free of charge by sending your request to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to this scripture from Hebrews chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. It says, "Therefore we ought to give them more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" I want to speak to you about this great salvation. We see in these verses that we should give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Now, the reason we should give more diligent concern regarding these matters is because they are of such vital importance. You see, many people have good intentions. I've had people tell me that they had planned to write us a letter, but of course, as you know, it's a little difficult for some people to write letters, and it's easy to put it off. Therefore, they just neglect to write. Now, it's all right if you don't write a letter to me or to some of your friends or relatives. If you neglect to do that, there's really not much harm done. But on the other hand, if you neglect your salvation, I want to tell you that you're going to suffer for it. Listen to this reading from Hebrews chapter 10 and beginning with verse 28. "He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Now, the reason it is so tragic to neglect salvation is because God himself designed this plan. He is the creator of the universe and the one who made the world and all the contents of it. Let us consider a little more of the greatness of this plan from Isaiah chapter 12 and beginning with verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Another thing which makes the great plan of salvation so important is the fact that it costs so much. Therefore, I would say that our redemption was purchased with a very costly price, the blood of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Not only that, but it is important for what it will do for those who will receive it. In the first place, the effects of sin are clearly seen about us. We see broken homes, disappointed lives, and those who are bound by the chains of alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. Unhappiness mars their countenance, and restlessness, discontentment, and dissatisfaction prevails in their lives. Therefore, I would say that any power capable of breaking these binding influences must necessarily be a great one. Listen to this reading from Galatians chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Now, these verses didn't say we were going to be saved from our sins out there in the future somewhere, but they point out that we may be delivered from this present evil world. That means that one who has come to know the saving grace of Christ is delivered from evil right here in this life. Listen to this verse from St. John chapter 17 and verse 15. Here, Christ was praying for his disciples. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. So you see, God's people are saved from the evils of the world the moment Christ sets them free with his marvelous saving grace. Most people would like to find happiness. The trouble is, many of them are seeking for it in the wrong way. Then, for good measure, consider this verse in Psalm 103 and verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases? Furthermore, consider this verse from Romans 8:32. It says, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And then the verse from 2 Peter 1:3, According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And last, but by no means least, this plan of salvation is great because it is eternal. In Hebrews 5:9 we read, And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Then we read of the promise of life hereafter in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Now, as I have pointed out to you some of the things which makes God's plan so great, I hope that each one who hears this broadcast will no longer neglect to make their calling and election sure. May you find that peace and comfort which you are so earnestly seeking as you give your life and heart without reserve as a living sacrifice into the hands of God. Let us pray. Our Father, we indeed give thanks for thy great salvation and the power that thou dost have to deliver those that put their trust in thee. We pray especially for those who hear this broadcast tonight and have not yet found peace within their hearts because they have neglected to put into action their plans to seek thee. Cause thy words to profit each one who hears, and to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. I have a request here which says, Brother Murphy, I would like for you to include Rock of Ages on the next broadcast. It is so beautiful. So, to John Watson of Foxworth, Mississippi, here is the song Rock of Ages, as sung by Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Malvin Doolittle. We hope that it will be a blessing to you, and not only to you, but to all those who are listening.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Yes, my friends, how true is this song? We surely need our souls anchored to the Rock of Ages in the midst of changing times. It's been a pleasure to present this gospel message. We have no high-pressure sales talks to make, but we're glad to give the invitation to all that salvation is free and without charge. We hope that you will not neglect it. If we may be of further assistance to you, or if you would like to receive the printed messages each week, you may write to us in this way, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. And will you pray with us and for those who are still lost as we pray for you? Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.